This is California Ag Today, brought to you in part by Surround. Apply Surround Crop Protectant now to keep your high-value crops 4 to 6 degrees cooler, while reducing damage from sunburn, heat stress, and insects. Visit novasource.com for more information. Well, 2020 has been an unexpected year for all of us. Now that we've started the last half of the year, what do we need to be watching from a policy perspective? That's the question we asked Emily Rooney, the president of the Agricultural Council of California.
When you look at the shift that the pandemic caused on the state legislature, there are two sort of surprises, I would say. One is on the climate front. The state passed a statewide cap and trade program, and now there is a state senator that is trying to get a cap and tax program passed instead of the cap and trade program. And essentially, that would be a double tax. And so there would be a cap on emissions plus a tax on all of us for carbon. It would be a carbon tax of some sort. So that was a surprise. This gentleman thinks that there might be increased revenues, and that, you know, plays well for the state when it's in a budget crisis. So that was a surprise. And then the other issue that's always been an issue for us are some of these labor issues. And right now, given the issue of the pandemic, the depth and number of those bills has drastically increased. So I would say those are probably the two big surprises.
Important issues to monitor closely during the last half of this year. With your California Ag Today report, I'm Tim Hammerich.